It's time to connect the dots. When you hear that music, start dancing and prancing around everywhere, because it's time to connect the dots. It's time to put your mind into gear and start thinking. It's time to make sense of all the insanity around you. Hey, and this is the show to do it. Hey, if you were listening to the last show on BBS Radio, Charles Green, ET Yoga, well, he was talking about a lot of things that we all have to keep in the back of our mind and keep conscious of, because there's so many things going on, good things, bad things. Hey, the bad news is the bad guys are still ruling the earth. The good news is they're not going to be ruling for that long. We're going to step into the fifth dimension. We're going to be carried into there, some of us, because we can't do it ourselves, but our brothers and sisters will help us. Hey, it's all about frequency. It's all about raising your frequency. And most people don't realize that they have the power to do help raise their own frequency. That's right. There's so many things we can do. If you're a human being, you're in charge of a very sophisticated computer. Yeah, your body is like one of the greatest computers ever put together. Your mind is the master of your computer. But you have to take control of your mind, because we're living in a world where you turn on the TV and they're trying to take control of your mind. You walk down the street, there's advertisements everywhere trying to take control of your mind. You turn on your radio, there's somebody trying to sell you something. And there are so many things. Your poor kids are going to school and the government is trying to take control of their mind with false education. Just like most of us that when we went to school, we had to, you know, we were being brainwashed to believe what they were telling us. Some of it was true and some of it wasn't. And we can't tolerate that in a realistic world. Everything needs to be true. We can't have these false propaganda realities being told as truth, and we're supposed to just fall in line and believe it, just like this COVID-19 nonsense. You know, the most recent thing, wait till you hear this, the most recent thing they found out about the COVID, it is that the test they are using, that they're building all this figures about so-called people affected with this, and in fact, we all know already that we, the people, have found out 99% of the people, and maybe more than 99% of the people, who are categorized as having this COVID thing, they're not sick. They never get sick. And if they do, it's just a minor cold or something, and they get better on their own. So what's all this hype about? It's about control of you, taking away your rights, getting you to stand in line, getting you to put a mask on and muzzle your own face. I mean, it's sickening, and causing people to roll over and play dead. And you know, and doing all kinds of stupid things they shouldn't be doing. Plus, it's destroying people's lives, destroying businesses. You know, it's doing so much harm, all of this. And your government is part of the sham. And if anything, this whole COVID thing proves is how stupid the people in government are. Yeah, everybody in government now is stupid. Everybody. Because nobody in government is really talking out against this. They're all on the singing the party song and on the bandwagon with the vaccines and everything. Probably everybody's getting bribe money somewhere, somehow. And that's how pathetic the situation is. Everybody in government, and now nobody should ever get reelected. And I'm talking about the Democrats, the Republicans, and I'm talking about the presidential race, too. You know, if justice was done, people would vote for people like me, independents, non-political people who are running for president. I must not be the only one, but anybody would be better than the Democrats and the Republicans. They're both carrying baggage, and they're both idiots. You know, I have to say that. I don't care how many people love President Trump. He's an idiot for fucking talking about vaccines. That's right. He doesn't understand himself how bad vaccines are. You know, like that's supposed to be something good. No, vaccines are poisons. And anybody that promotes them is a devil. That's right. They're stupid and they're evil and they're supporting evil. Vaccines were designed to harm people and make people suffer. And the whole propaganda thing from when it started was bullshit, period. That's it. There's no other easy way to explain it. You know, if you had any, if you're out there listening to me and you really gained an understanding of how a human body works, you should know that there is no logic to a vaccine, and there's no logic to pharmaceutical products either. You know, that's not health care, and there's no logic to insurance policies that only allow you pharmaceutical products. It's the whole thing is a sham. And the worst thing that's been discovered recently, you know, it's being talked about on the internet. You know, don't just listen to me. Go on the internet and see all the other people are talking about it too. Our human race, you know, our whole human race. There, it's just like the Matrix movie only, except we're not laying in tubs of water. We're walking around in a semi-induced sleep. In the sense that, yeah, we think we're in charge of our lives, and we are, definitely, but we've been duped so much, we've fallen in to all the dumb pathways that they've conned us in that we have to participate in. The so-called norms they've brainwashed into our head that, yeah, we have to go to work 40 hours a week to pay money, to pay ridiculous rents, to pay ridiculous prices for everything. And our whole life amounts to getting a brainwash education, going to work most of your life, and getting nothing in the end. And that helps people sell out to look for the money because then you can have the easy life. When you make so much money, then you don't have to work anymore. But if things were done fairly, just about nobody would have to work, really. It's been estimated before. If everybody's the workload, whatever really had to be done, was shared around, people would only be working 2 hours a week or 2 hours a day. What's the difference? It's not that much, you know? Meanwhile, you have to spend 40, 60, 70, 80, 100 hours a week working just to get by, you know? To have food in your stomach, to have a roof over your head. It's insane, you know? And, again, the whole human race has been duped, and part of the fact is we're only operating on two DNA strands when we have 12. That's right. We're like a motor cutting away on one cylinder, you know, like a car motor. And I mean, that's it. If you can figure, imagine a six-cylinder motor and only one cylinder is working, how out of time a dysfunctional that motor would be, assuming it would even run. And that's where we're at, you know? And that's what this whole thing about moving into the fifth dimension is about. It's about activating our other dormant DNA. So instead of 95% of our brain being useless because it needs the other DNA strands connected to it to operate at 100% capacity, you know? We could be operating, and we will be, those of us that move into the fifth dimension. That's it. The fifth dimension, you know, we're in the third dimension now, the fifth dimension. It's not necessarily higher. What the higher number represents, it vibrates faster. And when you vibrate fast enough up into the fifth dimension, the dark entities aren't able to exist there. Meanwhile, we're living in existence that's day-to-day struggle, you know, where we have all kinds of demons sucking at our energies and et cetera, et cetera. And we have all kinds of bad things, like mentioned in the last show, too, chemtrails, you know, bringing poisons to the air. But the good news is we can start using our mental powers, you know. We have the power to be alchemists, you know. That's not just for magicians, it's for every human being. That we can use our mind to move molecules. It's called mind over matter. It's called interacting with the universe. The universe will respond to our thoughts. You know, when you see a chemtrail plane dumping poisons into the air, you can think, I want those poisons in the air to be transmuted into harmless elements. Or you can think more specifically, I want all the chemtrails to be transmuted into more oxygen into the air, which is good for us. And you can start using your mind like that. And it's possible. And you'll never start gaining those abilities unless you start trying to gain those abilities. So it's important to believe that you can do this. And I'm telling you can do this. It's called the power of intention. And we have that power as human beings. You know, we can project our thoughts. It's kind of a telepathic communication that we can take control of. We can put our thoughts out there. We can send messages to people. We can send messages to atoms. That's right. We can do that. And we've been lied to and told we couldn't do things like that. But this is the truth. And it's all out there on the internet. Don't just take my word for it. Start looking for it out there. There's plenty of videos where you can start teaching yourself about your abilities. You know, I'm telling you, there is so much out there. You won't believe it until you start looking for it. The old saying, seek and you'll find. Well, it's out there. Hey, all I got to say, this is a call-in radio show. This is Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. Listen, this is a call-in radio show. You can call in if you have a telephone. That's the only criteria that you have to meet to call into this radio show. And hopefully you have something to say. Why would you call in if you didn't have anything to say? The number here is 888-627-6008. If you can't remember that, hey, go online. Maybe you are online already and the BBS radio on the internet there, on your computer, on your laptop, whatever. The phone number is listed there. This is Station 1, and the call-in number for Station 1 is 888-627-6008. And there's just, I got to say, there's just so many things all of us can be doing for ourselves and all of us can be doing for the collective consciousness of humanity and for Mother Earth, too. And I'll mention it again. You see a chemtrail plane out there poisoning the air with that stuff they're spraying? Well, look up at it, take a deep breath to get some powerful light energy into your body. And, you know, speak out what you want to happen on the exhale, or just think it. I want that chemtrail poisons that I see in the sky, I want them to be transmuted into harmless elements. And the universe will assist you in getting what you asked for and commanded that the universe do. That's right. You're in command of functions like this as the human being. And the more you do things like that, the stronger your connections will be. And we have the power to change reality with our minds. And we better start doing that now, because forget about it. Government is a waste. Government has become the enemy. And like I said, everybody who is in government right now, none of them should get elected. Hey, that's why people like me run for the presidency. You know, yeah, I'm a write-in candidate. Nobody even knows about me. But you ought to take whatever you learn from the show and start telling people, hey, there's a write-in candidate. Just write his name in, because either Biden or Trump, these people are, they're getting us nowhere. Whatever Trump accomplishes, it's not enough. And he's not that smart, okay? And Biden, forget about him. He's like a walking corpse, you know? He's got no brain power whatsoever. Sure, so we'll go out and vote for the two of the lesser evils, which will probably happen in this next election, unless you finally make up your mind to take a bold decision in life. Stop voting for a Democrat or Republican. You know, Trump isn't independent. He's with the Republican Party, you know? And The Congress will never get along with a Democrat or Republican in charge of the presidency, because everything is so split, close to 50-50, that nothing ever gets done, period. And that's the way it's going to change. The only way anybody will lead the Congress to come together has to be with an independent. I mean, it's really that simple. If you can't see that, boy, you're not even trying to look. And but I don't expect everybody to go out and vote for me, but you ought to, for your own benefit, not for me. I don't give a shit if I'm the president or not. But unfortunately, people like me know how to solve problems. We know that all the solutions to all the problems are known already, and we know how to, people like me especially, know how to take command of a situation. And believe me, Mr. Trump does not know how to take command of a situation, except in some cases. And the other cuckoo brain, forget it. You know? I feel sorry for him, you know? He's being propped up there by a desperate party of idiots. And unfortunately, that's what the election is coming down to, you know? I don't have the money to get my face out there. All I have is this radio show. And you know what I found out, too? People are friggin' lazy. Everybody in this country is basically lazy. Everybody would rather just jump on the bandwagon with the Democrats, the Republicans, and allow them to take them down the road, wherever the hell the road is, the road to nowhere. You know, all, if you think back in America here, all the problems that ever cropped up in America, you only have two groups to blame, the Democrats and the Republicans. That's right. They're the ones that made all the stupid laws that created all the stupid situations. You know? Like, what do you, how many times does the door have to get slammed in your face before you wake up and say, hey, stop slamming the door in my face, you know? But whether it's the Democrats slamming the door in your face or the Republicans, or sometimes they both, it's a double door, and they both slam the door in your face at the same time because only they're interested in is their own more money in their pocket. They don't give a shit what happens to real people, regardless of what they say. They're all friggin' liars. They're all crooks. And if this election hasn't proved that already, you know, there's some, everybody is carrying a bunch of baggage, as the old saying goes, there's a skeleton in everyone's closet. And they're all coming out now on Halloween. And election's only a couple of days past that. How convenient. But, you know, that's the bottom line. Take command of, you know, we're supposed to be in charge of this world as human beings. Instead, we're letting a bunch of stupid, ignorant, bribe-taking dirtbags called government ruin our lives, ruin our world, ruin our society. Because this so-called representative type of government doesn't work anymore. You got that? It doesn't work. It's like obsolete, you know? We have to have a better system, and because we have computers, we could actually do a better system. You know, we could vote from our telephones and make that work out, too. Don't tell me how it can't be done. Let me tell you how it could be done. And no, we're going to bicker about the voting on this one, too, you know. This election probably will be contested because everybody's calling everybody a cheat before the election even happened. And what can I say? Is there a caller there? Did I hear somebody say something? Well, anyhow, there's maybe voices coming through the phone. I don't know what to say. You know, sometimes the other side tries to break through on the other side of the veil. Well, so much for that. I watched Saturday Night Live before I came on. They were just making fun of the last so-called debate, you know, and what can we say? It's pretty funny. Anyhow, you know, we all still have to be reminded about all the bad things going on behind the scenes because we're not out of the woods yet. Yeah, the event is coming. The whoosh of light is coming. The vibrations are picking up every day. But there's still a lot of obstacles that have to be removed before we'll be free of all the dark side. And we need to understand how bad the dark side is. I mean, we got these groups called the Dracos, you know? They're kind of like bat-like creatures with wings and devil faces. You know, things like maybe the Jersey Devil is probably a Draco. And we got the reptilian overlords. You know, a lot of these creatures, they rule over the grays, the ones that have come around and abduct people, those little gray, creepy-looking things. I hear there's some good grays, too, but who the hell knows? Anyhow, our world is infiltrated by all these alien species, Forget about mainstream media news. You can find out about everything I'm telling you. There's so much information about it out on the internet. There's a so-called secret space program. They work with some of these creepy aliens. And people have been trying to expose this for decades now. And then there's the Fallen Watchers, another group that went into the trouble. They're involved in changing the stories via time travel, trying to change history and actually succeeding in some cases to keep us all, thinking around the wrong things that aren't even realities, you know? And then there's the Archons, you know? Then there's been several Archon invasions upon planet Earth over time. You know, Archons are like invisible creatures. They're more like spirit beings. They don't really have a body, but they can manifest one. Something that looks like a black slug, I hear. How creepy. And they have strong telepathic abilities, these Archons. And they're the ones, one of the groups, there's many groups, who put bad ideas in our minds to cause confrontations because they feed off of all bad things, hate, fear, anger, violence, just like the demonic angelic orders that do the same thing. And these creatures are still here ticking with our minds. Archons are parasites that feed off our negative thoughts. And you know what else is bad too? Smart meters. You got to remember that people are living in homes with smart meters. Smart meters create negative energies. That means bad energies, bad for you, you know? More things created by the dark side, the deep state, to mess with your mind, to drain your good vibrations, and make life difficult for you, suck more energy out of you, because that's how these creatures live. And then there's been tampering around with the natural stargates that are set up on the ley lines. If you don't know what a stargate is or a ley line is, well, I don't know. Go on the internet and ask those questions. What is a ley line? What is a stargate? And everybody should be familiar with stargates from watching science fiction, unless some of you maybe never watched any science fiction. Classic science fiction like Star Trek, or how about Stargate SG-1 series? I think it was on for 10 years. A very good series to watch, because they claim that their stories were based on true information given to us by the people in the secret space program. And it makes it into science fiction. And then there's the AI technologies are trying to vying for our consciousness, too. You know, they're out there, too. And there's cyborgs, you name it. It's out there. They're all trying to suck off the poor people on planet Earth. And we've been duped into believing that we have to put up with this stuff. We don't. You know, you have to get an education. Not a high school education or a college education, but you have to get an education from the internet of all the information that's out there. And boy, there is plenty of information out there about all the bad things that are working against us. And then there's the fallen Elohim and the fallen Seraphim, you know, more bad entities out there sucking on our life force, misleading us, trying to get us to follow their stupid ways. And at the same time, there's good frequencies, like 432 hertz. That's a good frequency. Check it out. Go on. Easy way to do is punch in and go on the Google it, you know, 432 hertz. And right after that, key in the word YouTube. And there, you'll see how many videos are out on that, too. And do the same with the other terms I've been talking about, Archons, key in the word, Archons, and then YouTube. And then you'll see the videos on them. And you need to get an understanding of how much is being dumped against us daily. So we have a big struggle ahead of us, but once we get better control of our bodies, I've said it last week and I'll say it again. Start talking to your DNA. No, you're not crazy. If you're worried about what people are saying, don't know what's around. You know, if you need to look at yourself when you say, fine, go in the bathroom, stand in front of the mirror and say, DNA, I want you to activate yourself. Dormant DNA, I'm talking to you, dormant DNA, activate yourself. Meanwhile, since 2015, yeah, the information is out there. There are brothers and sisters of the faster vibrating dimensions who are looking in on what's happening here on Earth and trying to assist us to evolve, which means we have to raise our vibrations, which also means we have to activate our dormant DNA. They are reconnecting it, like, you know, little fibers connected to your brain. They do this when we sleep. They have the ability to work from a distance and reconnect things inside our body. Yes, these things can be done. This is a science way beyond what's taught here on Earth, because on Earth we've been plagued with limitations, limitations of thinking, limitations on our minds. Everything is by government. Government is not your friend. It's your enemy. They pretend to be your friend. Even if they do a few things for a few people, they're still your enemy. People need to be free. We don't need to be governed. You know, think of the word government, to govern you. You know, the whole concept was thought up by the Anunnaki, who set up the Sumerian civilization, one of the first out there in the Middle East. You know, cities, the city-state structure, just like we have today. And no sooner than they set it up, people were complaining that everybody who had been given authority was misusing the authority. Well, we should have realized then that these systems really don't work, because that's the bottom line, what happens. People that are given authority misuse authority. And part of the reason is that because our minds are being ticked with every second of our lives. There's some sinister, invisible creature, being, entity, tuning into our thoughts and trying to manipulate us in some evil way, some way that steers us in the wrong direction, which gives them the opportunity to suck energy off us. That's what it's all about. That's what's been going on. You know, the matrix is, we are in a matrix, but we're in many different types of matrixes. You know, we're not asleep in that pool of liquid inside a plant bulb or something like that, like in the movie. But, you know, science fiction movies tell you always show you something similar. They don't necessarily show you the exact thing. But we're like that. We're in a planet that has been isolated by the dark side, so it makes it hard for us to connect with the higher realms. And the fact that we've been in this dungeon, quarantined environment for hundreds of thousands of years, as the old saying goes, that which is used develops, that which is not used wastes away. And so 10 of our DNA strands are just like, they haven't been used in so long, they've just disconnected. Or they might have, in some cases, even been intentionally disconnected, because when it comes to evil, don't put anything past evil. Don't underestimate how bad they can be, because as bad as they are, they always can be worse. And we have to deal with this crap every day, you know? But it's getting better, you know? But they're not done yet. We're in the final battle now, and they're pulling out all the heavy guns, and they're trying to zap us with the 5G. They're trying to zap us with the fake COVID thing, whatever the sickness is. Yeah. So they figured out something that's really contagious that people catch right away, but it doesn't really harm people. Only a few people have died, and those were people that had health problems already, in most cases. And sure, don't try to tell me that there isn't evil people going around with drones and spreading more diseases and infections because they want to spike up the numbers. And if we can make the people look like they died of COVID, whatever it was, well, we want more people dying. Don't tell me this isn't going on, because I know that this is how evil people think. I wouldn't be surprised. Isn't it funny that the first person to die in the U.S. was in Seattle, Washington, 20 miles from where Bill Gates lives? I wouldn't be surprised if he drove out a day or two before that and spread the stuff all over Seattle. You know, himself, because he has access to the thing, you know? He has access to viruses and his buddy, Fake Flossy. Another one that you can't trust. I've mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again. Bill Gates has the patent for coronaviruses. Can you believe this? You have a patent for something that can harm people. And Fake Flossy has the patent for the COVID-12 version. Well, aren't these likely suspects to be taking the supplies they have and spreading it around? Sick people do that. Psychopaths do things like that. So anyhow, that's the deal. We got 12 strands of DNA in our body. The official story years ago, the other 10 strands were called junk DNA. Excuse me. By orthodox scientists, yeah. Our orthodox scientist friends, the ones that have helped mislead us most of our lives, only because they were too stupid to understand that there is a function. And the function, main function of the other 10 strands is to have a connection with the universe, a mental connection, a more stronger telepathic connection. You know, everybody has the ability to understand telepathic messages. All these stupid messages given to people to go out and kill other people and do other bad things, that's telepathic information that your subconscious is picking up. And the demons in this world, and from afar, that affect our minds, they telepathically conscious individual humans. And your subconscious picks it up, and you think you're listening to yourself because you've been brainwashed to believe that, you know, this couldn't be. That, you know, the technology, even with machines, is so sophisticated now. You don't even need telepathic abilities to get inside a person's mind. They have machines that can put words in your mouth, basically. Put words. You'll hear words in your head. That's how sophisticated it is. And they are using this not holding back on it. They're using this on as many important people as possible. I believe they're probably using it on everybody in government. Don't think that can't be done. There's enough money to hire enough people to do things like this. And that's why I said everyone in government now, they can't be trusted anymore. You know, doesn't matter who wins this election, if it's a Democrat or Republican, they can't be trusted. I mean, I don't care who you like, you know, because these people don't have control of their minds. They're being mind controlled whether they know it or not, including President Trump. Yeah, he's over his head. He just doesn't realize it. Sure, everybody's going to be happy. Well, he's the less of the two evils out there. And so what are we going to do? The same thing we do every election. Yeah, go vote for the less of the two evils. They did the same thing in Britain. Look what happened to them, you know. Use that as a perfect example. They had some tyrant, inconsiderate woman running the country there. They called for a no-confidence vote for her in new elections. And then they had two jerks, turns out, to be running for, just like we have in this country, the two big parties, Jerko 1 and Jerko 2. Boris Johnson was the least harmful of that. So everybody jumped on his party and voted him in. No sooner he gets in, he turns out to be a big jerk as the woman they got rid of that wasn't responsive to the public. Well, don't be surprised if the same thing happens here. You know, I'll tell you the truth. Like I said, you know, don't vote for me. I'm running as a write-in candidate. You know, my website is better than any website anybody ever put up in any presidential way. And go prove it to yourself. It's cell phone friendly too. It's 2020 presidenttommedicine.com. Yeah, don't vote for me for my sake, because I don't give a crap if I'm president or not. I'm gonna go on and enjoy life and be happy regardless, you know. But it would help everybody else in America out, you know. All you have to do is go to my website and understand I'm bringing everything to the table in regards to solutions when everybody else is offering you nothing except fake promises and fake talk. Yeah, I'll fight for you. That's a meaningless statement. Yeah, you know. That's what they offer you every time. Both of them now. What are they offering you? Nothing, really. Yeah. But, hey, you know, You have to reason this out for yourself, you know? And you need to participate. Democracy cannot exist without participation. Of course, we don't have a democracy. When was the last time you said the Pledge of Allegiance? We have a republic. And then the republic, you know, Pledge of Allegiance and two republics for which it stands, yeah. And what does it stand for? It stands for a bunch of crooks that you've given your authority over to make decisions for you that sell you out every time. You know, republics don't work anymore because people can't be trusted because there's too much bribe money out there and there's too much electronic mind control and there's too many demonic beings with their telepathic mind control. And that's all they have to do is control the key people. And right now, apparently, every government person in the world is being controlled either by mind control telepathically or by sophisticated machines that put ideas in their minds that they don't, they're so stupid they don't know that their ideas in their minds are not their own, and other things, bribery, blackmail, and so it's not hard to understand that the people, all the key people that make all the key decisions, they're all controlled right now, including President Trump. Okay, he might not be taking orders from the New World Order, and that's what people like about him. But other things are influencing his mind. Come on, he doesn't even understand the dangers of 5G. He's done nothing about getting the chemtrails out of the air. And how could he not see them? And how come nobody has told him about that if he didn't know? Shows you what a bunch of crooks they all are, you know? Oh. So there's this ongoing war with the demonic beings against us, the demonic beings who own the New World Order, the New World Order people, you know, the ruling families, they think they're in charge, but some of them realize their bloodline is, reptilian or whatever, but they want to pretend they're controlling the world, and it's easy to be delusional, especially when you have so much power. Regular laws don't affect your life. And that's where we're at, you know? And the demonic, blood-sucking, energy-sucking beings that are out there are trying to suck as much as they can out of this, and they're not going to, just like a tick that gets on you and starts sucking the blood, try to pull them off. No, he digs in and wants to hang on to the last thing. Last moment, and that's exactly what is happening in our world right now. So all these blood-sucking, energy-sucking creatures out there that are controlling our world, they've got their claws locked into us, and they do not want to let go. And they will not listen to reason, absolutely. That's why they're blood-sucking, energy-sucking scum. And, negative energies. Let's be polite, okay? And that's where we're at today, you know? And we have to deal with this crap until the event finally happens. You know, there's all kinds of bad other things that we need to be aware of. You know, the Freemasons were good in the beginning, but the people at the top now, there were the New World Order. And, there's the guardian races. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. You know, so, just like on Earth, all the people on Earth are not good. We've got a lot of bad people there, too. But we got more of the bad people are the ones being manipulated, mind-controlled, bribed, or blackmailed. And we've got these no-good, cold-blooded reptilians that are hiding out underground or have learned how to mask themselves to look like regular people. We've got them still hanging around us and creating havoc because they think the world is theirs because they're physically stronger than us or something like that. Or they've got Anunnaki blood in them, the ones who set up the false gods. Just a reminder, you know, all the false gods comes from the Anunnaki, basically. Hey, if you don't believe me, read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It points out every bad habit we have as human beings is you can trace it back to the Sumerian scrolls that talk about the habits of the Anunnaki. Every one of our bad habits goes back to the Anunnaki. So don't tell me that they haven't wrongly influenced us or set us off in the wrong direction, because, yeah, they wanted to make us just like them. And eventually, after pretending to be gods for hundreds of thousands of years, it wore off. People started to believe they were gods, and people started to be like the ones they thought were the gods, whether they really thought that or not. Oh, man. What can I tell you that you haven't heard already? But I don't know. Hey, it's a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. If you have something to add to everything I'm talking about, call in and throw it in. Throw it in the mixture. You know, sound waves can kill the coronavirus or this bug or whatever the hell it is. You know, the people are debating now what the hell it is. That's it. Sound waves can do it. It's really that simple. In fact, the fact of the matter is nobody's even looking into that. You know why? Because all the money to be made is with the vaccines. Whether the people take them or not, and we know most smart people don't want to take the vaccines, then you have a good reason not to want to take them, because they're going to put poison in it. They're going to put all kinds of bad things in it, tracking chips, DNA altering. What else has more recently came up with the vaccines? Yeah, they found out that what's in the vaccine is going to make 97% of women sterile. Isn't that wonderful, you know? Again, it's all connected to depopulation. You know, that's what the 5G is, too. 5G is destroying your DNA. And again, what do we need to do? We need to reactivate our DNA and use it better. So that's why they want to destroy it. They don't want to even give you a chance to reactivate your 10 dormant strands. Because they're grasping for the last straw of life that they have, the scum, dirtbag, evil creatures. You know, what else can we call them but what they are? You know, blood-sucking, energy-sucking, no-good creatures. They don't even belong in our world, you know? Get out. We need to toss them out, you know, one way or another. And to deprive them of their energy is certainly a way. So we have to stop listening to bad ideas, any ideas about violence, any ideas about killing, any ideas about hate. We need to get rid of hate, you know, because they feed on things like that. And we need to get rid of anger. But at the same time, we have to be firm in dealing with this, you know? You have a right as a human being to say, to talk to these demonic creatures and say, stop. I don't want you around me. Get away from me, you know? And they have to listen when you address them and tell them that, whether you know it or not. Of course, they're not going to tell you that, but I'm telling you now. You have a right to defend your private property, which is yourself, from these entities that are sucking your energy and putting bad thoughts into your mind. You have a right to order them away, you know? A good term to use is, in the name of Jesus, I order you demons, get away from me. The most powerful name you can use on this planet is the name of Jesus. And if you have a problem with that, you're the one with the problem. Because I've heard plenty of stories of how that works, you know. I don't have time here on this radio show to tell you some of these stories, but miraculous things, I'm aware of miraculous things helping when people who knew that they could call on the name and get a result happened when they called on the name. And demons are forced to listen to that. When you say, in the name of Jesus, get away, they have to listen to you, whether they want to or not. Certain rules are enforced. And that's good information to know. Of course, it would be sensible to you to find out, who is this Jesus you're talking about? Well, I think you can start on the internet, Google it. You'll begin to find out. And all the information on Jesus is not in the Bible. The Gospels are a pretty good place to start. There's four Gospels in the Bible, four of the 66 plus books. And you can start there if you want to find it out. You can read that all in one night. But there's a lot more information about Jesus in other books, and you have to go looking for it. You'll find it. It's out there. It's people that tell you everything you need to know is in that one book, which, first of all, is not one book. It's a collection of books, probably the world's first encyclopedia, 66 books, roughly. It's not one book. It's an encyclopedia of books. They call it one book, all right? But it's not. And the people that tell you everything you know is in that book, they are misinforming you. You know, because the book was the 66 books were edited in 321 A.D. and put together in one book and called the Bible. That was done by the Roman Catholic Church. That's how the word Catholic became prevalent with Christianity. You know, Jesus never, the preacher of the gospel, never talked anything about this thing called Catholic. The Romans thought that up. And they created the Roman Catholic Church. And what people, they go read the Bible, they're reading the edited version of original scriptures presented to the world by the Roman Catholic Church. And it was a clever move on their part. I mean, the Romans were definitely controlled by the dark side. And, they were controlled by the Anunnaki, controlled by demons, of course, too. And they did this in 321 A.D., created this book called the Bible, because they were having, the religious people weren't obeying them like the rest of the sheeple they had conquered, you know. There was the pesky Jews that didn't want to worship, bow down to the emperor, and there was these new Christians, follower of Jesus Christ, that were also... I didn't want to bow down to them. So they took books and scriptures from both of these groups and put them together in one book and said, ah, here it is, the Word of God, you know. And people today still believe that everything in that book is the Word of God. Listen, I studied the book. I read it. The Old Testament and the New Testament don't come together too many points, come together on too many of the issues the same. And many of the issues are from opposite sides. And if you really take time to study it, all the Jewish scriptures, and this has got nothing against the Jewish people, but the fact of the matter is, the 39 books that appear in the Bible, there's a big misunderstanding in the writing of the scriptures. They're identifying the false gods sometimes as God. It's a mistake of the scribes who wrote the stuff down, you know. And it supposedly was all written down in 900 B.C. in Babylon on their exile. They put it into book form. And they have a lot of misinformation in there. Some of it's accurate. Some of it fits in with the gospel of Jesus. And the gospel of Jesus is the gospel of the source of all there is, which he told, if you read about it, that's what he said it was. He says, these are not my ideas. This is what I've been told to give to you, humanity, the truth. And, of course, some of it was edited. So it's not 100% accurate, but it's pretty accurate what's in the Gospels. The rest of the stuff, especially the old scriptures, a lot of it is just like, you know, it's either Jewish history or stuff that's misunderstanding of whom the real God is. They're depicting, you know, the God the God that says, vengeance is mine. Well, that's not the real God. The real God doesn't have negative emotions like that or get-back emotions. No, that's the false gods. Yeah, the false gods have vengeance. They take vengeance out on whomever they want. And that's why they were claiming it, you know. I'll take the vengeance out because I'm your chief false god. And listen, you know, if you don't want to believe that, I don't care, really. But I've read it. I've studied the book for like a long, many, many years, and I know what I'm talking about. And you don't really understand of all the discrepancies in that collection of books called the Bible until you start reading the newer information. That has a lot more to offer and connects the dots for you and explains the things that are wrongfully explained by so-called Christian preachers. There's so many bad interpretations floating around, it's no wonder anybody can make any sense of it. But the one thing you can make sense of is Jesus is a truth teller. Jesus probably holds the record for the most perfect person that ever walked the face of the earth. It's as close as we can get to understand what God would be in the flesh. And no, Jesus is not God. He is, his special title is the Creator God, but you won't find that in the Bible. Again, the Bible doesn't give you all the information. I mean, it was helpful, I guess, from 321 AD until the last couple of hundred years, when other people could read it and start giving their opinions. It kept the world part of the story going all those years, and so it has served its purpose. But if you want to get in with what's happening now, you have to start reading the new stuff, because there's so much that's not talked about in the Bible, because first of all, it was written back in those days for primitive people. Primitive people, things that we're being exposed to today, the information, it wouldn't have been, nobody would be able to understand it back then. That's why a lot of the interpretations, you know, and stories relate around cattle and animals and crops and stuff like that, because that's all that people could understand. People were very ignorant back then. But we're not that ignorant now, unless we choose to be. But there's so much explanation. The explanations for everything are out there. Now, I've said it before, there's a great book out there called The Keys of Enoch. You know, Enoch was one of the people mentioned in the Bible, you know, an eternal being. We're all eternal beings, really, and that's another thing you can lie to. You know, we're all here on Earth. Yeah, we might have short physical lives here, but we're all eternal beings already. We chose to come here. That's another story that you never told, rarely. But it's part of the new information. And anyhow, get an education. Find out who you are. We're all powerful creatures. We've been lied to. We've been told from birth that we're a bunch of idiots and we have to obey laws and rules. That's what the whole public education system was all about to begin with. And they made it mandatory kids had to go to school because we want everybody to follow the rules, obey, listen to the bells and the commands of your authoritative rulers. And that's what it's all about. You know, instead of teaching kids about what a wonderful thing it is to have a body and how to use it, and how to use your mind to connect with the spiritual world, those are the truths that need to be told. And the children being born now have more abilities than the children from the past generation. They're called the indigo children now, and they call them other things too. But if you have young children, your children are going to have abilities that perhaps you didn't have. You know, and unfortunately, what are they trying to do? What's the dark side trying to do with the children? They're trying to kill them with vaccines, and they just did that just last week. They killed them. You know, it's unbelievable that people are. That's why we can't. We can't listen to doctors anymore. Trust them. Some doctor. How can the parent let a stupid doctor? Because they've been brainwashed to listen to doctors. Gave a baby, 6-month-old baby, 13 vaccines, and of course the baby died. You know, vaccines are nothing but poison. Why would you put a 13 times amount of poison into a little baby? You know, really. You know, the guy should be charged with murder. He'll probably get off, you know. His malpractice suit, lawyers will take care of it. Because he has doctor's insurance or something. But, and they're still trying to do that. And they're still going to try to push this vaccine, you know. God forbid if you take it. I mean, you know, God forbid that this, they start making it and try to force people to take it. And it will con a significant amount of people because there's too many sheeple out there. You're not thinking. You know, if you learned how to think, start telling your friends, listen, start thinking. Don't trust these doctors. They're all in league with the pharmaceutical company kickbacks. They'll do anything for money. If the pharmaceutical company tells them, yeah, the vaccine's safe, they'll get a kickback on every person they get vaccinated, and that's why they're going to promote it to you. They don't give a shit whether it kills you, your children, or what. All they care about is money. That's why people become doctors. That's why people become politicians. That's why people become lawyers. It's all about the money. It's not about doing good things for people. Sure, there's a few good doctors out there. Sure, there's plenty of good ones. But there's still too many corrupt ones out there, you know? And it's all about power and money, gaining more power, gaining more money. And unfortunately, that is the way it is. And we're not out of the woods yet. But you got to do your part, fellow human beings, by learning to control your body. Your mind has the ability to control your body, control your thoughts. Start talking to your DNA. Instruct your DNA to activate itself. This will help. And we're all getting help when we sleep. Our bodies are being worked on by our brothers and sisters that want to see this whole planet ascend, and everyone with it. Not everyone will make it, because there's a lot of obstinate people out there that don't want to help themselves, and they don't want to believe the truth when it's being told to them. They want to hold on to the old ideas. Well, the old ideas is what is brought us into this situation we're in now, where we have authorities that have all sold out or all mind controlled, and they're using their authorities to destroy us and everything we held dear in our whole lives. Learn to start thinking for yourself, reason now, but get an education. Start educating yourself, going to the internet. There's so much knowledge out there about what lies in the afterlife, about how you're an eternal being, and about the new reality coming. Don't we all want to live in a world without violence and hate and anger and war and all these negative things and disease? You know, we shouldn't be a disease planet. We'd all be healthy if it wasn't for the dark side keeping us diseased. That's right, this has all been manipulated for a long, long time, and they've kept the charade going for hundreds of thousands of years, and it's time to break free, because the earth is breaking free. It's the end of the age, and we need to walk into the new age with a smiling face and an active mind and active DNA. And we'll be in the heavenly realms, or the beginning of the heavenly realms. So, we're coming to the end of the show. All I got to say is listen. You know, I've got a lot of products out there. I'm not making any money out of it. The only way I can make any money is if you go out there and buy my CDs. I have two CDs at CD Baby Music Store. You can't buy them from the CD Baby Music Store. You have to get them from Amazon or something like that, who's selling for CD Baby now. But you can listen to them for free. The names of the songs are out there on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan, and the other one, American Party Songs. Look it up. Yeah, I'm the artist, Tom Edison. But better yet, watch my free... I got 20 free music videos on YouTube. Watch them. They are entertaining. My most recent one called Now Is the Time. And you'll like it. But my favorite one, hey, it's called Subway Fantasy, a 29-minute rock and roll documentary, seeing great bands that didn't get the famous contracts, but proved by the film video I have of them that they were, all of them were as great as any popular band that ever walked the face of the earth. And it's entertaining with a little story, a little bit of science fiction and everything. It's an entertaining documentary. It's called Subway Fantasy, spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Or if you're really lazy, just go to the Google bar. You don't have to go to YouTube. Just go to the Google bar and punch in the words, Are You the Party in Kind? P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe in kind, and it'll take you to my music video. And it'll remind you what fun on earth used to be like. Then you can click the icon at the bottom when that video is finished. While the video is going on, click the icon at the bottom. And you can play all of my videos. They're all free, you know, and they're entertaining. Hey. What can I tell you? I'm, you know, I do my frisbees for the world. So we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo of that song, Are You the Party in Kind? Are You the Party in P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe in Kind? You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of that, which might inspire you to Google it, and it'll take you right to the YouTube video. But you got to spell the word party in right. Are you the party in? P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe in Kind. And that song, lead guitar solo, is followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem, too. We all want to be somebody. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown, and take us out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Well, I guess it isn't time to close the show, apparently. So anyhow, that's all I gotta say, is that I've got 20 music videos out there on YouTube, you know, and that's one of the YouTube videos too, I Got to Be Somebody, you know. That's how I end my show, with that song every week, and you'll hear the horse galloping away at the end. If you listen to the end of the song, and if you watch the video, you'll see the horses galloping away when you hear that galloping sound. Video makes things much more entertaining. And not to have to repeat myself, but let me see if I can close the show. If the engineer is listening, here is the countdown to close the show. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. And without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.